There's no sign of a Russian retreat. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Everything is now in place for a new attack.
That's NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg's reaction to a Russian report that some of the troops near Ukraine will return to their bases after military exercises.
The Ukrainian foreign ministry is taking all of this with a grain of salt, basically saying we will believe it when we see it. Remember, there's not only more than 100,000 Russian troops along Ukraine's border domestically in Russia, but also in neighboring Belarus, you have around 30,000 troops.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. Another report shows surging inflation. This time at the wholesale level, producer prices rose 1% last month, up almost 10% from a year ago. It's the defense's turn starting today in Minnesota, where at least two of the three fired police officers plan to testify in a trial related to George Floyd's killing. Fox's Jeff Manasso is on the case live.
Dave, the prosecution has rested its case against three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's federal civil rights. After weeks of testimony from 21 witnesses in the case, including a use of force expert who told jurors Monday that officers' actions were inconsistent with police training and practices. Two town, J. Alexander King and Thomas Lane, are accused of failing to provide Floyd with medical aid as Derek Chauvin kneeled on his neck. King and Tao are also accused of failing to intervene. All three former officers have pled not guilty. Dave.
Jeff, testimony will start today at the trial of three white men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, now on trial facing federal hate crime charges in the black man's death. Trucks still block roads in Canada's capital, but the prime minister's invoked an emergencies act, letting them tow them away. The truckers demanding an end to COVID vaccine mandates.
It also gives banks the ability to freeze bank accounts of truckers who are participating in what the federal government considers an illegal blockade, and also bank accounts of anybody supporting these truckers.
That's Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A U.S. Navy engineer who had top secret clearance has pleaded guilty to trying to sell nuke-powered submarine information to what he thought was a foreign buyer. Jonathan Toby faces a decade in prison. His wife, Diana, was also charged as an accessory but has pleaded not guilty. Someone else has also pleaded guilty to fraud, sentenced for something related to submarine building.
Elaine Thomas, who is 67, has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for falsifying the results of strength tests for steel used on U.S. Navy submarine hulls. Federal prosecutors say her actions jeopardized sailors' lives and that she'd been doing it for more than 30 years. USA Today reports that the discovery of the falsified results caused the Navy to make sure the submarines built with hulls from steel she had tested were safe, something that cost $14 million and took 50,000 hours. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could surge. Dow futures up 300 points. An unvaccinated tennis star not allowed to play in the Australian Open, where Rafael Nadal broke their tie, setting a record for men's Grand Slam titles, may not play other big tournaments either.
Novak Djokovic tells the BBC he will not play future Grand Slam tournaments that require vaccinations against COVID-19. Djokovic missed the year's first Grand Slam event. He was unable to play the Australian Open and eventually, after legal battles, had to leave the country unvaccinated. Now Djokovic says he will not go through anything like this again. He told the BBC, "That is the price I'm willing to pay." Because of the ever-changing landscape of the coronavirus, it's unknown whether strict mandates will still be in place when the French Open begins. Same for Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. Djokovic noted he's not part of the anti-vax movement. He said he hasn't gotten vaccinated, quote, because the principles of decision-making on my body are more important than any title or anything else. World number one ranked tennis player said, based on all the information I got, I decided not to take the vaccine as of today. Jared Max, Fox News.
At the Winter Olympics, Team USA remains third with 17 medals, 9 behind the leader Norway. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.